Yeah, look, it's my experience getting two guards, point guards injured in the game is, doesn't happen that often. So it was credit to Damo to play through that injury. And it wasn't really till we had scans yesterday that we realised the extent of it, which is unfortunate. And Jared only played 3 minutes. So, you know, it was a great character win. And we're going to get tested again with a character without our point guards.
Have so many changes to the team over the past couple of matches. You haven't been able to put the same amount on the court. How big an impact does that have on you?
Yeah, no, it's the resilience of the team, and we've got to be morphic and able to change and adapt to the situation. So it's going to give us a real good test. But the guys have had the scores on the board before, so hopefully we'll do it again.
We have to work on to get the gelling of that of the group.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pretty fortunate to have Corbin Rowe. Corbin played a bit of minutes last year when Damo was out with the initial broken jaw. So bring Corbin back in. Andre is a very good ball handler as well. So we got lucky in those two areas, and hopefully we'll add someone to the roster in the next day or so.
Is that you've got to decide between Hussey and Wagner? Are they the two that will probably, one of the two that you'll play?
Yeah, probably they looked at the state league first, but now we'll cast our net Australia wide to find out who's out there and are they in shape and are they ready to go. So we've got some big decisions to make in the next 24 hours.
So Wollongong's guards probably aren't as strong. Maybe their bigs are probably the better, aside from Rockney, but guards as such. But then you've got Randall the following week. So you've got a big ask there to try and find a defensive player.
Yeah, well, I suppose with what Damo brings is our leading rebounder last week. You know, he shows with the heart, and it's hard. Well, it's not. You can't replace it. It's straight up. So it's adapting the team to the best fit, and that's something that we've got to be do a really good job of. And the other guys have to step up and play with their heart and soul that both Jared Kenny and Damo play with. So it's going to be a real good test for us.
Would Casey run the point at all? Would
yeah.
You throw him that sort of challenge, or are you stripping yourself of his scoring ability to do that?
We actually ran him in point guard at the pre-season. The few games that Damo wasn't there with the birth of his little girl. So he got that exposure, which is beneficial for us, and he does make some great decisions with the ball, so he will certainly play at some areas with that.
You say looking Australia-wide, so does that start today? Like, you're not sold so much on the two that train?
Started last night about 5 o'clock when we found out Damo has to go in for to get another plate, in his glass jaw. So, it's... We've got to find someone that can short-term and hopefully benefit us in, this period of time.
Throwing names up like Bruce Carter, those sort of blokes that have been on the fringes, Daryl Corletto, are they around? Have they been contacted?
All the above. Reece is over playing in England, so, we have to put the feelers out to see if they're available for a short term. So, look, we're hoping Damo's only a few weeks. We're hoping Jared Kenny's, fingers crossed, it's only a few weeks, but we don't know these things until time will tell us.
Any concerns in the long term about Damien's jaw?
Well, it's always concerned because he's always in the mix. It's something that we're mindful of, and he got better looking with the last surgery, so we'll see how his teeth go this time. It might be a little bit better too.
So do you go in there thinking, well, they need to do something different this time to make sure that it doesn't go again?
That's out of my expertise, it'll be the surgeon. But the surgeon did a great job, and they tell me it's going to be stronger than before, so hopefully he can chew some big steaks down the track.
It's a different part of the jaw though, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's not it's not broken all the way through, it's cracked, so they want to put a plate in there to secure it up. Yep.
I know a win's a win, but one's been in overtime, one's been by 2 points, one's been by 3 points.
Yeah.
Are they all a bit too close for comfort?
It is for the coach. The coach likes to sit back there and relax, but the one thing is that to build a strong team, you've got to go through the fire, and there's a lot of teams that break and brittle when the heat comes, and we know our character, we're going to be there to be counted, and it's that trust and the unity that really gets you over the line in close games, and we've got that, and hopefully it'll stay that way.
Did you watch that game last night? Wollongong, we would have seen the Sydney Kings, who seem to be the real deal.
Yeah, look, they've got some real good pieces of the puzzle, so time will tell during the course of the season, but they were great, and Wollongong are going to come out firing at home. They've been away the last couple, and we know what they're like in the play there, so it's we're ready for it.